to LargeNez Online. We are so glad you've joined with us this morning. Wherever you are, we're glad you're here.
We hope that you've had a good week. Ours has been busy with visits with family and friends, and the weather has been just beautiful. And as usual, we brought too many clothes, at least I did anyway, and they're not appropriate at all for the warm weather, but that's a good problem to have, and we are soaking up the sunshine while we can.
We've been hearing great things about the pre-brunch worship service, and we are incredibly thankful to our worship team, to the members of our board, and to everyone who's helping make things run smoothly while we're away these few weeks. Now, while Pastor Steve and I are away, LargeNez will continue to meet for our pre-brunch worship every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. The doors open at 10:15. Now remember, we still need to wear face masks during the worship. And then after that, at 11, we'll still meet for our Sunday brunch and we'll watch the online service together. However, the brunch won't be a full meal served, but there's going to be plenty of coffee and tea and some amazing treats provided by our LargeNez bakers. And for the month of November, there's no charge for the brunch and you won't need to make a reservation. Now that's just for November. It'll return to normal starting in December. Our online services will continue as usual, so please continue to join us right here each week. We also continue to meet for prayer time at the church every Wednesday at 10 a.m. So we hope you'll join us for that. Now remember, there'll be no second helping Bible study in November. Be sure to join us in December. It's going to be a great one.
Let's pray, please. God of everlasting abundant life, in this time of prayer and song and remembrance, we pray that you would awaken us to your life-giving presence. May that sense of your Spirit within and among us empower us to be the people of peace, true peace, and help us to remember that true peace comes not from victory on the battlefield, but through the cross and through the one who was called the Prince of Peace, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, before we go to worship, we want to share a short video with you. And now today is, of course, Remembrance Sunday, and Thursday was Remembrance Day, the day that we remember those who gave the last full measure of devotion, those whose lives were cut short by war. And we pause to remember at the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month, because that's when the armistice was signed that ended World War I. And when that happened, recording devices on the battlefield captured the sound of that moment. And that's what this video presents. The moment in 1918 when the guns fell silent.
myself and me, where the water and the blood from thy wound is sight which flow, be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand prize I bring, simply to your cross I cling. Shall close and die when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself. Forsake thee, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee, thou wilt find a solace there.
Last week we heard from our District Superintendent, Reverend Ruth Turner, who is Tasha's mentor. And today, we are blessed to hear from my mentor, Reverend Tommy Goodwin, who has been such a great source of counsel and guidance for me over the years. Now, Reverend Goodwin studied at Nazarene Theological College, and he served as a minister and pastor in several different congregations in Northern Ireland and Scotland before he returned to his hometown of Govan in Glasgow in 1994. Now then, in 2002, Tommy joined the Royal Navy and served as a chaplain for more than 19 years. And then Tommy retired from the Navy earlier this year. Now, his most recent pastoral charge was in Paisley at St. Matthew's Church of the Nazarene, but he's currently serving as an interim pastor with the Watford Woodside Community Church of the Nazarene. And he's been married for 37 years to Ann Goodwin, who of course is providing the pastoral care to Largs Naz in our absence this month. And we are so thankful to have Reverend Tommy to speak to us this morning, and I know that his message will be a blessing to you.
I wonder, have you ever had the experience of walking up the stairs? And when you got to the top of the stairs, you came to a standstill. And you wondered for a moment what you were doing at the top of the stairs, why you had been up there in the first place. Or perhaps you've had the experience of walking into a room and suddenly you paused and came to a standstill again and thought, why am I in this room? There is an experience called having a senior moment, a moment when you forget why you have gone somewhere, or forget why you're in a room, or forget why you've climbed the stairs, affectionately and humorously known as a senior moment, alluding to the fact that that often happens with the passing of our years. Well, I confess I've been having such moments ever since I can remember as a young teenager. I think I just have the gift of being able to forget. It was a Sunday, and being a Sunday, I thought on this particular Sunday, well, today I'm going to be a good pastor. And we had arranged and facilitated our worship service. At the time, I was serving in the Church of the Nazarene in Glasgow, Govan. And it was a Sunday morning, and we were all gathered in as the people of God, like we once did so readily and easily. And we anticipated it week by week. And of course, in these recent weeks and months, we've come to appreciate that all the more as we've had to learn to navigate how we worship God together in new and different ways. But at that point, it was pre-pandemic. It was a regular Sunday, and the people of God had gathered. And I was in the pulpit, and I was in the platform, and I was leading the worship and sharing in the prayers and enjoying singing our songs to God, when my eye came across a seat in the sanctuary. And this seat just kept grabbing my attention. And I would scan the congregation, all who were there, singing their hearts out to God, sharing, enjoying the fellowship of being together. But this seat, this empty chair, kept grabbing my attention. And as I continued to be troubled by this empty chair, it was as the service progressed that the reason why the empty chair was troubling me began to dawn on me. The chair that was empty was the chair that my father, my dad, normally sat on. But he wasn't there. And as I realized that he wasn't there, it further dawned on me that I was meant to collect him that morning and bring him to the church service. My capacity to forget had rather rudely dawned that I'd forgotten my dad. somebody rather important in my life, my father, who loved me and whom I loved, but I'd forgotten to pick him up and bring him to church. And as I recall that incident, it reminds me on this Remembrance Sunday, it reminds me that there are perhaps some things too important for us to forget. Some things that are really important for us to remember. But because we are apt to forget, and if you're like me, frequently, we sometimes do things that will help us remember. We do things that will help us unforget or not forget or bring to mind or recall. I remember when my children were young, one of the joys of being a dad with them was getting to watch some of the exciting children's programs that were on the television. One such program was a character program called Postman Pat. And Postman Pat had, some of you may recall, a black and white cat. And with his black and white cat, Postman Pat would merrily ride in his little red van around the villages, delivering the mail and collecting the mail, as postmen tend to do. One of the stories of one of those series of Postman Pat was Postman Pat was really wanting to remember to pick up a parcel from a particular place on this particular day. And he knew that he might forget, and he spoke to his cat, and they decided a way to help him remember was if he got a hanky and tied a knot in the hanky and put the hanky in his pocket, so that when he put his hand into his pocket and retrieved his hanky with the knot, it would remind him that he was to collect a parcel from a certain place and person that day after he had completed all his rounds and all his deliveries. And for those of you who have grandchildren or who remember watching with the children, you may remember that little piece of music, Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat and his black and white cat. At the end of his working day, he put his hand into his pocket, and right enough, there was his hanky. And right enough, there it was with its knot. And as he pulled it out and felt the knot, and he looked at his black and white cat, he had to ask the cat, "Why have I got a knot in my hanky?" Even having put the knot in his hanky to help him remember what he was to do, Postman Pat found that he had forgotten the reason why it was there in the first place. In our human frailty, whether it's caused by age, whether it's caused just by general forgetfulness, we sometimes forget those things that perhaps we know are important to remember. And being Remembrance Sunday, of course, we intentionally take a day that we set aside to help us recall some of the sacrifices made by so many to help those of us who are blessed to live today live with a freedom that perhaps we might not have known if it was not for the sacrifices of so many others. And while we do not glory in conflict and war, or as one captain once told me, the need for such human endeavour is always mad, bad and sad. But when we recall the sacrifice of so many, serving us, we enjoy freedom that we may not have enjoyed had they not given of themselves. We take time on a day like today, Remembrance Sunday, to remember the giving of others and to be thankful for what they gave and why they gave and what we now have as a benefit as a result of their giving of themselves. And to help us remember with thankfulness, we have a sign and a symbol. The sign of the poppy, the symbol of the poppy, to give us something to remind ourselves. We have that community of sharing together in a silence where we mark a moment together. The 11th day, the 11th month, the 11th hour, all to help us recall and remember and give thanks, lest we forget. Because there are some things that are too important to forget. Therefore, we cause ourselves on a day like today to intentionally be still and to be silent and to share in an act together over 2 minutes. For together we remember. In the Christian tradition, remembering is part of who we are and what we do. We know that Jesus himself took some very ordinary, everyday life items to help us as his followers, to help the people of God, to be able to recall in their everyday routines God's great love and mercy shown towards us, that we might know his forgiveness and the freedom that he gives to us through the sacrifice of his own Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And those common everyday things are bread and wine. In our tradition, we use red juice. But as we share those everyday items, even not on a day when we gather for Holy Communion in the church building, whether that's on site or online, but as we sit at table with family and friends or sit at table to have our lunch or our tea, we're often presented with bread or a drink of some kind, everyday items and everyday use, but they can be emblems that remind us, that cause us to remember the greatness of God's love for us. The Bible says how great the Father's love is for us, a love that's lavished upon us. And so today, as we worship together as the people of God, on site or online, gathered or scattered, wherever we find ourselves to be, we remember, as we worship, God's great love for us in Jesus and giving himself for us and sacrificing himself for us on the cross, that we might know forgiveness and fullness and freedom as we follow him and live as truly human as it's possible to live. For that's his gift to us as we walk in his footsteps as his followers. But on this particular Sunday, we also remember those who gave, that we might have the benefit of living in this land with the freedoms that we enjoy. The psalmist invites us to bless the Lord with all of our souls and to forget not all of his benefits towards us. And so on this Remembrance Sunday, when with so many across the land, we stop, we still ourselves, we recall, we remember, we reflect, we give thanks. This worshipping Sunday, we also, as we do in everyday ordinary moments, again, cause ourselves to be still and to remember Jesus Christ, who gave himself that we might live, as those in conflicts past gave themselves that we might live. Amen.
Jesus taught us, blessed are the peacemakers. May God grant you the vision, strength, and courage to proclaim God's message of peace to all who will hear, and to live each day as one who follows the true Prince of Peace. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son,